To speak of certain government and establishment institutions as the system is to speak correctly, since these organizations are founded upon the same structural conceptual relationships as a motorcycle. They're sustained by a structural relationship even when they have lost all other meaning and purpose. People arrive at a factory and perform a totally meaningless task from 8 to 5 without question, because the structure demands that it be that way. There is no villain, no mean guy who wants them to live meaningless lives. It's just that the structure, the system, demands it, and no one is willing to take on the formidable task of changing the structure just because it's meaningless. The Zen and Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert M. Purser.
Warning. The host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Good night. A united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who was Sean Kennedy?
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
War! Yes, it is time for the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 78. Tonight's topic, once again, is think about your future. Well, our future. The future. Any future. Hopefully, think about a future. A future would be good. And my music's gone. Do I have music? Oh, it's that quiet pre-intro kind of building
it's
up.
The
hype.
Leading up
it's
music.
The leading up. This is the part when I should like be doing really powerful. Right, I'm with you. There's that bass line you were after. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drive the bass line. Yeah. There it goes.
There it goes. And then pretty soon we'll have another layer put on top of that.
Like.
You think so? Let's see.
No,
it's pretty close, though. That's a whip it good. Yeah, that's pretty good. See, Sim's in a band, so he knows this stuff. He knows how they're going to layer that shit. Anyway, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 78, and you are still free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You can, I really like the way that Transix, is it Transix who came up with that really creative way of how to distribute the show? I like that one. I don't know if that's like ethical spam.
It's hard to put that in a certain place.
What is that?
I'm not quite sure where to categorize that one.
That's a good one.
It's misleading, but it's, I don't know.
It's funny.
It's very weird.
Funny, isn't
let
it?
People figure it out.
Yeah.
They can see what if they like it or not.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a little bit. Going through the IRC tonight, people who managed to show up. Oh, we have Alpha 736, Misconduct, Punk of Evil, Shade, SKTFM. Wait, that's me. Smokehouse, Sandad, Pyro Linux, Pyro Win 2K3, Adam, Alien Binary, Alamode, Angry Monkey, Panther Pee, Apoc Work, Asylum Boy, Blung, Cell, Rumbling Sky, Citizen, Steely Dan, Copper Top Crow, Dancing Monkey, Dacid, Delusion, Dorky, Dragon Saber 6, Dr. Chris, Eva, Frenic, Flesh Flesh Ripper Adrenosillin, and I should increase the size of my little words thing here. Fucking, there's
bigger,
Sean, Lee Hacksaw, words thing broken, Luco, RFA, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hacktop, That Mud, Hex Freak, HL Sniper, who's getting named tonight, Huggin, Info Loop, wow, long time since seeing you,
yeah.
Kello, Kexler, Lizard, My Kujaku. Malikat, that was good. We were almost like Larry and Wooly there for a second there.
Almost.
McMuffin, Melancholic, McVenner, Monkey God, Namjurai, AFK, Naughty Skis, Niacin, Node, Organ Gaming, Paladin, Preator 2, Prozium, Prune Squalor, Quiff, Ratsputin, Relzek. Ah, shit, there's somebody else who's going to be sending me an MP3. Rodri, Ricky Rocket, Rose, hey Rose, Sapphire, Sir Dork, Snake, Soab, buddy, long time no see.
Soab, lots of people showing up.
Yeah, no kidding, Southpaw Samurai, he's enjoying some days off. We love Southpaw Samurai. Southpaw Samurai, bequeather of BX.
Yay.
Yes, yes, he is. Southpaw Samurai is next to Nate. Who's Frozen Fox?
Yeah.
And he's in the paper. We got the paper. Did you know that?
I have heard that.
Langley Times. Yeah, I don't think they have a website because they're too fucking small. It's kinda, the paper's actually like wax paper with crayons on it and shit.
That's right.
They're like super small.
Don't let it get wet.
No
it might run away.
We got interviewed by Scully.
Really?
She was like X-Files, man. This chick couldn't
really
dress more like Scully if she tried. Trench coat, dress pants, kind of baggy.
She was all into it then.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, I don't like that.
Knock the part?
No, not at all. I'm like, wow, this is just fucking creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm like, you're a real life Scully.
Didn't ask you about UFOs or anything?
Well, no, because the real Scully wouldn't do that either. She acted like the real Scully.
Like straightforward.
Like straight up.
What
yeah.
are the facts?
Well, yeah, Scully's not really like that. She's a little bit more succinct. But this one was like, yeah, I was pointing at her saying, ooh, look. Media, there's the enemy. I can go. It's okay. So, yeah, she was cool. Anyway, Southpaw Samurai has helped out so fucking huge. Next to Inoshin, he's like, well, Inoshin and Frozen Fox, those guys, he's done more than anybody. Spudley, Stats, The Bug, Tragedy, good fucking spelling on that. Trinity, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tweaked, Urban X, Vampire This Morning, No More. What does that mean?
No more.
I don't know. Wavemaster, Zia, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, Yerky, Soul Trans, DJ Species. Where are we at here? Yerky, Soul Trans, DJ Species, Low, and Bike Forge, and somebody else just showed up. Zaxxas, which is kind of a neat name. So, yeah, that's how
like
RSC for tonight. It went up from, like, 80 when the show stops. It's like 94 now.
They all come flooding in.
Yes, it's rather good. I like that. If you want to join the IRC and have me read out your name, what's the cutoff number again? Is it 150?
150.
Is that the cutoff number?
So we're safe for now.
If they want to get in the IRC sim,
you can go to the webpage, rantradio.com.
Jesus Christ, how many times we've done this?
We should have a recording. I sound like a recording.
We should seriously can that, you know? Anyway.
Kind of pointless now.
It is.
Go to the community section and click on chat, or you can download a program, an IRC program like MIRC, and then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
And we still need your help, Rant Media, since we're getting huge.
Yes.
We're
going to
need bandwidth.
We
more
need bandwidth,
bandwidth
for everything.
Yes, more bandwidth.
So you have bandwidth. info@rantradio.com.
Yes.
And I will set you the fuck up.
Yes, that's right. And any and all artworking, pictures and whatever you have. Pictures about anything. Any kind of pretty things.
We love media.
Anything that doesn't really exist. Send it directly to, well, it's true. Send it directly to, and I actually, that's something I have an awesome idea for a Photoshop. It's not this one.
Oh.
But next week.
For the next one?
Yeah, because the last one? Oh, what was the last one?
No, that will be the last one.
Oh, my God.
So it better be a goddamn good one, Sean.
Well, no, because I'll still do it on the show. Jesus, yeah. It's only 2 weeks away. Better get your shit in here, Sean. don't say stuff like that.
Okay, I won't. I won't bring it up again.
Yeah, don't do that again. where are we? Yeah, so... Photoshop. That's where we're at now. Now, this one here was inspired by Wagga War. Okay, and here's the link, which okay. I'm going to put in the this is the greatest story ever. Now, I talked about these guys before. which was in this link. It goes, in a concrete bunker on a mothballed Air Force base in Plattsburgh, where the fuck
Plattsburgh?
That is. Plattsburgh, New York.
It's not quite Pittsburgh. It's Plattsburgh.
Two Nigerian dwarf goats named Millie and Musked joyfully munch on grass and slurp water. Oddly, they are protected from intruders by security guards and razor wire. Why? Because they're genetically modified goats. They're crossed with spiders.
Oh, those goats.
They're spider goats.
The ones that spin silk from their udders.
I'm thinking, you know, I want a satanic spider goat's head logo for the WOG bioweapons research program. Think about it. Goats are kind of a cult. Spiders are a cult. Like, gah, holy Atlas Matcha and Loth Batman.
It's
like,
so perfect.
It's just like, you know, like you could do like the spider web with the goat's head in it and be like the spider goat's WOG program, the spider goat two-headed frog program. You know, we're looking for a logo for the WOG bioweapons genetic engineering division where we make really scary shit that shouldn't exist and then just release it into the water stream.
Just
stuff.
Because.
Just because. Well, it's fucking cool. Well, this one didn't work. Throw it out back. Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
You know. Scare the children.
Yeah.
Come pet the spider goat.
Come by the WOG petting zoo. You can pet the scorpion Furby. Yes, that's right. The only petting zoo in the world that will give you sanity damage. So, yeah, that's tonight's Photoshop is I want the bioweapons satanic goat logo. Perfect. And you can feel free to bring in the two-headed cats on that sucker, too.
I'll bring them all in. Bring in Lodor, too.
Now, we've reached the Sean's Life portion of the show. What did you do this weekend?
Sean's Life.
Because I guarantee my weekend was more advantageous than that.
Practiced in the band.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to sound good.
I want to sound good for the opening show.
For the opening show, Porn on Beta will be there. I sent out the email to all the Porn on Beta fans.
So it'll be
sent. We're going to be on. Oh, yeah.
All the porn stars are going to show up.
All the porn stars are going to show up.
Taylor Hayes will be there throwing her bra at you.
And it's sounding pretty good, so I think I'll entertain the crowd. Nice. Wash my car.
I washed my car. Which is actually quite a thing, because his car is black.
It's dirty the next hour.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you drive it, dust. Yeah. It's like covered in dust immediately.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks
be glad you live in a damp climate. Yeah, if you lived in a dry, dusty climate, like,
it'd just be all over the place.
Like a non-coastal city, yeah, you'd be fucking, wow, look at Sim's nice brown car.
Yeah, the dust actually stays on the ground most of the time.
He's got a sexy car.
Black car.
It's a black on black y'all.
Black y'all.
That's actually a fucking nice car. That's one of the few, do you know, it's the same car they use in Delirium. Only their cars are all white.
I did not know that.
Yeah, not Delirium. Equilibrium.
Equilibrium, which I haven't seen yet. I should go rent that. It'd be out in DVD by now.
You big fucking homo. You still haven't seen that?
No,
I gave it to you, and you didn't watch it.
Oh, I give it back.
I want to see it on a better looking one.
You suck. Anyway,
it's on my list, though.
So that's all you did. I'm not talking to you anymore. Is that all you did, or what?
Oh, I did a million other little things, you know, with the web pages and updated some stuff. And
I went out and I got drunk with Russians.
Oh, that's always fun.
I went camping with Peacemaker and his Russian girlfriend.
Yep.
Who's super cool. And brought the dog, brought the dark one, and we started getting all fucked up with this group of Russian people.
Yeah.
Which was just bizarre. And it's like 4 hours later, I'm sharpening kukris, snapped, cut my thumb, which, that doesn't look like much. It's not. It's just a tiny little nick.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Could
this
be worse.
This bled like a motherfucker when you're looped, eh? I was drinking that Hill's Absinthe, which is like 70 off, and it's like drinking like really, really acidic scope.
That's so it's going in your mouth and out your thumb.
I took a big gulp
yeah.
of this shit, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm not drinking any more of that. And then it hit me like a bomb.
It was not good. Huh?
Didn't puke. Didn't
well, that's
puke.
Always a bonus.
Well, I was in front of the Russians. I had to be like a good Canadian.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, so they were making me like, apparently it's a, I don't know if this is true, but I want to find out if this is true. You know, right now I'm hating the Strata Nazis because
it's getting cooking in here. And you don't have any water.
I have coffee. I don't.
That helps, huh?
I'll take my diuretic here to help me shed water after I've had 4 hours sleep.
You're glistening, Sean.
Am I glistening? Do I have that?
No, you have a bead of sweat. No, you're not even. You're past glistening.
I'm past glistening.
You're sweating.
That's right, because I'm a man and men sweat.
You don't glisten.
And plus, you know, I'm still kind of getting over my. Well, I was kind of over it the next day there, but like I
over
actually, the drunk.
Being drunk. Over the drunkness.
It was a good.
Oh, okay.
It was a good time though. Good time. And. Two people made donations.
Well, that's good.
To the studio.
That's good.
That is good.
Thank you to those two people.
Yes. Yes. One of them is Gargoyle Dorian.
Yes.
And the other one, I haven't received confirmation whether or not I can say his name. Because okay. I don't know if he wants to be known.
You got to be careful with that.
Well, I got to respect some people. Like, some people are like, no, don't tell anyone. Because it's getting kind of scary.
I have secrets.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. You know, like, if I was buddies with someone in the Al-Qaeda, do you think I'd let anyone know?
No. Bad things can happen.
No, bad things can happen. That's, and right. That's pretty much where
protect your sources.
Go in.
Or else you won't get any more sources.
Yeah, pretty much. So, special thanks to everyone who, well, to those two guys who donated some cash. But time is still there.
There is still time.
There's still time to make a donation. As a matter of fact, you can make a donation anytime you want.
It's open 24 hours, isn't it?
The Rant Media donation page up.
I think it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is, actually.
Ha-ha!
It's on the Rant TV site.
Rant TV.
Right now.
RantTV.com.
Yes. I'll put it on the Rant Media site, too. But if you want to go to the Rant TV, there, I think, let me just check. I want to verify it, but I'm very, very, very sure that I put it there. Let me just click on Rant Radio, because I don't have that as a quick link. And I think it's on the left-hand side.
I'll provide you with withhold music.
La, la, la. Yeah, there it is. It's on the left-hand side. There you go.
I like the way that logo looks really good. Shade, remember that email I sent you about the goggles? Remember the goggles?
Are we going to wear goggles on the TV show?
I got my goggles. Do I need my glasses? Should I bring my shoes? Those are the goggles I was talking about. So, like, I sent you those two pictures. Hopefully you got both of them.
Shade knows the goggles. He knows goggles.
Does he know the goggles I'm talking about?
I'm sure he knows.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that everybody knew.
Everybody knows the goggles, the earphones and stuff, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So he's doing, like, graphics and stuff?
You betcha.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been going crazy. All the shit I've been having. A lot of it has to do with content and trying to get shit together for the show. I want to get cam nets up in the background.
I'm working with Casey Saul. On promotion.
Oh, really?
For the show.
Tight.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people like that.
It's all about concurrent activity.
That's right. Covering all your bases.
Right.
Because all our bases are belong to us.
That was clever.
That was not clever.
That was like almost reporter clever.
Said bases, it would be clever, but I said bases, and then I followed up with the joke. See, that's not clever.
Are we having a clever discussion?
Let's not have a clever discussion.
I don't have to talk
to
you.
Let's explain the joke.
I don't have to talk to you.
I'm going to be dark over in the corner, okay?
No, I'll be... Just fuck off.
I don't have to talk to you.
I don't have to talk to you. From Alien Binary, got some feedback here. Sean, you fucking suck. I can't believe how much you suck. I thought you were cool, but I was wrong. Oh, wait. No, that's from my mom.
That's paraphrasing.
No, that's from my mom.
Oh.
Alien Binary, Sean. I just got out of a bad day at work at Starbucks.
Ooh.
Sorry, man.
Not just Starbucks, a bad day at Starbucks.
And you know, a bad day at Starbucks is better than the best day at fucking a death camp. That's like,
just that much better.
That's just nasty. Because you know you got like fucking guys you totally want to just, you know, you wouldn't jerk off on their face for like 10 seconds. You'd be like, oh, my latte isn't hot enough. Excuse me. My latte.
You're forced to say
I won't look at you because my nose is too long. So, no, my latte is not long enough.
It's not warm enough.
It's not hot. I asked for extra hot. This is only hot. And I wanted a no-foam Tazo chai. And there's some foam. You see that? Those are bubbles, sir. They come from when we pour it into the cup.
These are fucking foam.
This is foam. Don't contradict me. I swear to God. Like, Alien Binary, dude, you're a better man than I from that opening line.
Yeah.
I just got out of a bad day at work at Starbucks. Wow. That in itself is an email signed Alien Binary. You are one hard motherfucker. And for the first time in days, now I sent him a link because this guy, Alien Binary, has sent me like just a fuck. Him and Wog of War, I swear to God. Like, there's been shows where I've been like, oh, wait, it's Monday. Shit, it's 7:30. I got to make a show for
Check the emails. Look for their name.
Look, is Alien Binary
copy
there?
Paste.
Oh, I'm set. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. And I sent him a big thank you, saying thank you for not letting your open source celebrity fall into the cracks and die. I feel appreciated. Thank you, too. I know you have gobs of email to wad through. I can't imagine what you'd do if I had any more than I already do, which is minimal. But there's a reason myself and many like me scour the internet to keep watch over the world for things that need to be fixed, because we have hope never before seen. The concept of being heard from the old days of VBS is now a reality we've never dreamed of. The rest of the world can ignore all the text they want, but they can't silence real voices with real convictions. As a doctor said to me once when I was down, you can curse the darkness and do nothing, or you can light a candle. It has been lit.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very true, and we'll all light candles, and they serve to protect us all. But to be totally honest, it is about lighting the candles. And
yes.
That's why, like, baby, if you think we've started to do shit now,
This is nothing.
This is fuck all. Like, me and Sim are going to be, like, rocking the bells, okay, over this thing here.
Oh, yeah. I'm amazed people listen to the radio, okay?
Yeah.
That played out in the 30s.
Yeah, that's pretty much bombed, eh? Yeah, that kind of
TV took over. Right?
Oh yeah, that's a footnote. I'm gonna keep talking about. I came up with the coolest fucking idea.
Did you?
Yeah, rapture drills.
I came up. Awesome.
I've got rapture drills. Yeah, check this out.
I had to think about that and go.
Here's
oh,
the gig.
Yeah.
You know where this is going. First, here's what we need.
Okay.
We need to get some shortwave radio broadcast equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. I take my van.
That's the bomb.
I want to redo. That's something else I was going to talk about after the show when we're not on the air, but I don't care. we need somebody to redo the SKTFM.
Some things are just too much fun.
Yeah. The SKTFM TV website. I want to get it. Now, listen very carefully to what I'm going to say here. I want to give it an old cult feel. I am not starting cult again.
Cult, just, Sean? You said cult?
He said cult. Fucking move now.
Quick.
Move
out. Call the old members.
Yeah, quick. No, we want to get that kind of a feel.
Okay.
And so I can do blogging.
Kind of feel. Oh, the news kind of feel.
And, right. Yeah. And then that way, I'm going to get together with the professor. And do a bunch of still photos, so we don't have to pimp those same old photos over
those
and over
are
and over.
So
again.
Sad.
Well, he's doing it all on slide filming. So, because he's got like this slide film, which apparently that does some funky shit with colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, slide film is fucking tight to do photos on. So I don't know. I've seen cool. you know his super dope pictures.
Yeah.
Those are all slide film.
Slide film.
That's all. Slide
I bet
film.
Slide film has a lot bigger resolution.
It has something to do with the exposure. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of camera nuts out there who are
going,
jerking off.
Slide film. That's
slide
the
film.
Shit. Yeah.
Slide film. That's the dope shit. Well, actually, what you want to do is you want to get yourself a Hasselblad like 3800 millimeter camera and leave it open for 4.5 fucking hours to actually like rip off a chunk of reality.
I mean, it's the only way to
box.
Do it, right?
Yeah, but anyway, no.
So you're going to actually get some new pictures.
Some new pictures, and we're going to redo the site. And then what will happen is people will go to the site, and one day it'll go, rapture, rapture. Those will be a flash saying, rapture, rapture.
Yeah.
And then everyone will set up, like, camps where people, like, locally, they have little cells.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a GPS grid where everyone goes, and they can spark up the shortwave radios, and we'll start broadcasting. It'll be, like, an excuse to do a rapid response camping trip.
Yeah.
And right across, all across the world in North America, we'll have, like, these little paramilitary, and then eventually, I will be able to go to Saskatchewan and build a huge base. And it'll be, like, this mecca, and gradually the rapture drill won't ever stop, and we'll have, like, thousands of people.
Anybody who operates a ham radio, they're already kind of prepared. Isn't that what a ham radios are all about?
I'm not
relaying
sure.
stuff?
No, I think ham radio is like its own fucking entity.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they had to like rebroadcast emergency stuff.
Old school.
Very old school.
You can get a ham radio license.
Yeah.
But I think they do kind of get...
Or shortwave. Ham radio shortwave.
Well, I know that like there can't be that much because there's like white supremacists and shit
mm-hmm.
who are like on the airwaves on shortwave going like, hey, fucking Jews.
They'll never shut us down.
They'll never shut us down. We're like unstoppable.
This is a hand crank shortwave.
I got a hand crank. I beat my kids and they're running on this turntable right now and that's what's running me. Oh, Chicago's fucking awesome. Anyway, that's like, there is a subtle movie reference right there. I wonder who got that one.
You're like Pop Will Eat Itself. I mean, you can... You listen to the music go, and you finally, like 10 years later, you go, I know that reference now. Yes, yes.
That one's from Little Nicky, the Adam Sandler movie.
Okay, that's
Little
a
Nicky because they're sitting there and they're playing. He's turning. He takes a Chicago album, and it's like da 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 da, and then Nicky spins it backwards, and it's going like, you must spill the blood of the innocent. And this long-haired guy's like,
perfect.
Chicago's fucking awesome, right? He's like, you know, wearing the Iron Maiden shirt, shit. But anyway, so if anyone got that, you know, I was like, I knew that. Fuck off.
You didn't have to explain that to us, John.
We're all cool. We know
fucking
that shit.
Fucking loser.
I'm actually hallucinating because I'm too hot. I'm probably going to have to take off my shirt and get naked with Sim here. Cause
oh, God.
This is like an Apache sweat here. This is like...
It's a sweat lodge.
Trial by sweat.
It is.
What the fuck
You'll
was I just talking about? We were talking about... Oh, yeah, the rapture drills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. I know that.
I think that's a great idea.
I know Angelica Fosterstorm's like, oh,
that's what I've been waiting for.
That's it. But you know how, you know what? We get so much.
It involves guns, right, Sean? No, right? I'm going to go all on my guns right now. Oh, yeah.
There's not enough of you to shoot us all. No, but seriously, like, that'd be just the coolest thing. And I know, like, a Panthropy and all those guys would be like, oh, yeah. Because they set up their own bases, and the publicist and other people can go to different bases during a rapture drill, and it's for, like, 2 days and stuff, and I'll be broadcasting, and I'll even, actually, you know what I think I'll do is I'll do, like, newscasts of things that have happened, that aren't real newscasts, like
like War of the World style.
You know, and Japan is on fire. It's
you're preparing for the rapture,
exactly,
right?
Right? You know, and you could do
that's
like
what it's all
sit
about.
Around and
the bombs are
eat,
falling.
Eat like really shitty food and be like, God,
have some more ramen.
Long pig. Yeah, nice.
Long pig. This is tasty long pig. What is it? Smokehouse.
Smokehouse. Yeah.
Smokes up really good.
Somehow he's aptly named. This is Eat the Cripples.
Eat the Cripples.
Actually, he wouldn't be crippled for too long. He'd be in a fucking wheelchair and run like I'm crazy. Anyway.
Now the truth comes out.
But getting all the way back to Alien Binary's rather poignant email from my completely off-topic tirade rant, it is important that we do have free media, and it is important that we have an opportunity to be heard and create, and that's what really floors me. It's like, we're going to create an internet phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon, you fucking moron.
People have done it before, people will do it after.
No, all we're doing here is we're just being honest, and I happen to have a bit of, like, all I'm doing is I'm essentially going, hey, this is cool. That's it. And I come up with crazy cool ideas for, like, me and a bunch of people to do. That bunch of people happens to be a few thousand people on the internet.
Yep.
You know, whatever.
They join in on the fun.
Sure, why not? What the fuck? And, you know, eventually, someday, in some dream, somehow, maybe I'll... So I'm gonna make some money. But
put some money in front of us. And
yeah, that'd be nice.
And pay us for what we're doing.
I am getting some sick of being a security guard. Let me tell you.
It's getting to you, huh?
Oh, man. Like,
Shining your flashlight there.
I swear to God, man. That's one of the reasons why I'm, like, so pumped on this show.
It gives you incentive to...
Well, you, like, have a real job. Uh-huh. I don't. I'm a big...
You sit there and think about it. You think about it. It gets in your head.
Think about it.
Think about it. They'll spit
in your
burger.
Yeah, they're all nice to security guys in the movies, but in real life, they're like, fuck you, yellow guy. You know, seriously. It's so bad. You know, I just about got into a knife fight with two fucking guys.
Knife fights are bad, no matter how good you are.
They were unarmed.
Oh, that's okay.
So, yeah, it was okay. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like... They're right in front of a movie
theater. More
like
a stab fight, then.
I nearly attacked two people, but anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I'm standing in front of a movie theater, right? Yeah. I'm doing my job. I'm trying not to be a fucking asshole here, because I live in BC, and everybody smokes shit anyway, and you can't really stop it. Yeah. I just ask that you would be sort of conscious about it. I wouldn't let somebody drink a 40 on the front steps.
Out of sight, please.
Yeah. These two guys were snapped.
Yeah.
Meaning drunk.
Okay.
Are... sitting on the front steps, and they're like, they made some comment. I'm at a distance. I didn't see this. He made some comment to some guy and his wife, and the guy, like, grabs his wife, and they fuck off. I don't know what they said to him, but I'm sure it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
And I walk up, and they spark up this, like, big, fat, super, you know, Jamaican reefer on the go. Like, things are fucking the size of my arm, right? And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, hey, guys, you can't be smoking that shit here. Well, we are in BC, you know.
Yeah. It's not... quite legal.
It's not quite legal.
Almost
and regardless
legal.
Of that fact,
where's your doctor's paper?
You're on private property, guy.
Yeah, we can
and
say
there's like
everyone.
Families and kids and shit. You can't be doing this. Fuck you, I'll kick your ass. Who the fuck do you think you are? And I'm like, okay, I'll just call the cops. Because that's all I can do. Right?
Really?
So I
without like, getting in too much trouble.
No,
right?
I can't do anything. I can't touch them. Okay. BC security guards in BC are like you're a paid rat.
I see.
I'll
tell on you.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. So I'm like, right. So I turn around to walk away.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, whatever, you fucking idiot. Fuck you, retard. And I stop. And I turn around.
Hey, you want some more?
No.
Okay.
And I said, pardon?
I says, pardon?
Actually, what I did say was, I said, what did you just say? And he goes, I said, fucking suck my cock, you piece of shit. And there's these two guys. Now, they're about five, you know, they're a standard height, right?
Okay, yep.
Now,
5'10 to
for those
6'2.
Of you who don't know what I look like, okay, I'm actually getting a little bit trimmer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm working out a bit, so I'm feeling like I'm working
You're
out a
not
bit.
Small.
No, I'm about 6'2", and I would come in at about 255.
Yeah.
Actually, almost 6'3 now, and when I'm wearing my
You're growing up.
Boots. Yeah, I'm a big guy with a huge Recon Space Marine haircut, okay? So I'm not really victim, you know? I'm not really
You
thinking,
don't scream victim.
No, it's not usually, I'm not the first to be fucked with on the bus anymore.
Usually.
And so I look at these two guys, and I'm thinking to myself, honestly, I'm like... I could drop this coat right here take out my Cold Steel Defender.
You're like, off duty.
And completely fucking... But the thing is, I'm in front of the movie theater.
Yeah.
With huge glass doors and people traveling on either side of me. And there's more than a couple people just staring at me wondering, what's the big security guard going to do? Oh, look, Marjorie. That big man's going to eat those two little high people. So I think about it. And then, of course, cooler heads prevail. And I'm like, well, you know...
I could kick their ass.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you were to wind up and get into a scrap like that, the two guys will
be. You could go to jail. You could lose your job.
Oh, if I knife somebody in this province, you're going to jail. Fucking now.
Okay, knifing, yes.
Oh, yeah, because welcome to the world of street fight. Wait, you're unarmed. I have a weapon. You get to die. That's pretty much how my brain works. So I'm like, no, I got a show. Totally.
You've got
that
a
was
show
like,
to do.
I have a show
oh
to do.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, it wasn't, no, I love my wife. It was, nah, the show's on the 21st, and I can't be in jail for this shit.
That's, this is like people that are in jail, almost on parole.
Yeah.
And they're like, I really want to knife that guy.
Yeah, I really...
He's really pissed me off making me his bitch, but
I really
parole's in 10 days.
You know, and... Sometimes I've had people in my friends show up and they're like, I'm going to go fuck that guy up, okay? If one of my friends had been there to do that, I'd be like, go fill your boots, please do.
I'll be on the other side of the building.
Yeah, I'll just go for a walk.
Don't scream for me.
And you fuck up this guy over here. Jesus, that pissed me off. But anyway, more to the general news. Talking about people with shitty jobs, it's actually a nice segue. Alien binary, you know, because all of us, you know, I'm an educated guy. I'm not a stupid fucking guy here. Okay, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of us who have a lot of skills who are relevant, but the job market...
If you were a stupid fucking guy, you'd kick their asses. Because you wouldn't think about
now,
the consequences.
Now, then I'll get into, like, painful introspection and start thinking about I should have, could have, you know, that
okay.
whole thing.
That's fine.
But anyway, Alien Binary wrote me in this thing saying, the most lucrative college degrees... Here's a link for it. This is pretty wild. As a student myself, I was caught off guard by the headlines on CNN. When I followed the hyperlink, it came to this page. Most lucrative college degrees. The article lists all the biggest majors for bachelor degrees and how far each market has plummeted since the grad started college. Anyone in school right now who thinks they don't need to plan for the future should read this. And that's pretty much it, because you know what? I think people should plan for the future so you don't wind up trying to be an internet celebrity and a security guard. And, of course, going along to compound that, wow, the world is turning to shit market because unemployment will cause hunger, and hunger causes revolt. So we want to watch that. Mm-hmm. Jobless rates rise to 6.4% as employers cut another 30,000 jobs, which in the United States is sweet fuck all. But when this happens every other day, it starts to add up rather quickly. Yeah. One woman who's lying through her teeth is U.S. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, who claims, I think it's important that we take a look behind the numbers. No, at what? My fucking desktop? As the economy gains steam and people gain confidence about their job prospects, they will declare themselves back in the job, blah, 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 blah. Cut that any way you want. 30,000 people just lost their fucking job.
Oh, there's a quote from this one, I believe. Is the upside to this is people get to spend more time with their kids.
You betcha.
That was
that,
so
I'm,
funny.
I'm getting
quote.
To that. There's a whole
oh,
link from
shit.
That.
Sorry.
No. It's all good. It's all good. But you're right.
It's a
yeah.
segue.
That's a segue. The greatest irony in the article is that the guy should be, on all accounts, will be in the rest of the Wall Street in what the fuck? The greatest irony in the article is that a guy who should, by all accounts, be in with the rest of Wall Street in lying was chief economist for Bank One Investment Advisors Anthony Chan, who explained in no uncertain terms that, yes, it's good people are entering the job market again. But he's also elaborating that, no, there still aren't any more goddamn jobs. And then there's, of course, the upside to unemployment. Holy fucking Jell-O Biafra Spin City spin on this
no thing. No kidding. Oh, my God.
This
funny.
Cracked me the fuck up. Here's an article on the bright side of getting laid off. No kidding. And it wasn't humor. This isn't a joke. The woman who wrote it even suggested it was great for parents because they could spend more time with their children. Mommy, is that you? You look older. Yes, I agree. However, it's too goddamn bad they won't have any children. They're getting another fucking job because otherwise they will starve and die. And, of course, to just finish off this wonderful, cheerful segment of the show, we have how to negotiate your severance pay, which I don't really sure you have anything to negotiate with, because if you're getting shit-canned, you have no leverage.
Exactly. You're gone. Bye-bye.
Unless you're an IT guy. When remember they stopped talking about that, where the IT guys were going, yeah, how about I just encrypt everything? Click. Oh, you're fucked.
Oh, you lost it all.
Jesus.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. You'll be okay provided you get the key. That key's going to cost you money. You could put me in jail, but if a cop so much as even knocks on my door, I will forget that fucking key.
And everyone in your company and your company will go down the drain.
And you will fucking
is
shit.
Is that worth me going to jail?
Is that worth me going to jail? Or is it worth $200,000?
Yeah, exactly.
And the way I see it, that's not extortion. That's business. However, there's a reason to believe that you aren't entirely fucked, provided you stay informed. You know, CNN also ran an article on how to get severance pay, detailing the best strategies for how not getting royally fucked by the core political.
Yeah, it was quite funny that CNN ran that.
Well, of course. I mean, Jesus. You know, somebody in there's got to have a conscience.
Exactly.
I mean, there's thousands and thousands of reporters working for him. One of them's got to have some kind of morals.
It somehow slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, it slipped through the... Well, we'll just let that one go. did you get the halftime music down?
I did. You sent it nice and early, and yeah, I got it all ready.
I sent the show
very early
at 11 o'clock today.
That was quite nice. I was at work, and I said, oh, there's a show for me. I started downloading it right away.
And here's, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with Sean?
Something's wrong. What's he doing awake?
So, do we have another track to go with that? Because we only got the one.
I got lots of stuff.
Do you?
You got lots of time to cool off and empty your bowels and
wonderful.
Drink some liquids.
Drink some liquids and try to get some air.
Yes.
What have you got in your... Because I'm ready to go to halftime. What do you have for us? Sim!
Well, we have a new show on Rant Radio.
Holy fuck, who's that?
It's called Binary Revolution.
Let me guess, by Alien Binary.
No, it's not.
Fuck.
It's by Stank Dog.
Oh, I don't
and,
know him, but he sounds cool.
Yep. He put out a magazine. It's called, oddly enough, Binary Revolution.
No kidding.
It's like the 2600 magazine.
Can we subscribe?
Very cool. Yep, you can subscribe. Take a look. It's in the schedule right now, so you can go to the schedule on the Rant Radio
page. Can we download archives and stuff?
I believe you may be able to download archives. There's only one magazine
right
now. Hey,
man, there used to be one of us right now, but that's okay.
Right. So...
Hey,
go for it. Get
buddy,
it.
Buddy, you want to know a piece of advice? If you're going to be doing this show, take it from us who've been doing this for four fucking years. And if you get into the early stages of the Sean Kennedy Show, this is for everyone who's webcasting. Listen up, okay? I'm going to give you some pointers. First of all, never, ever, 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 ever say, ah. Never. That's bad.
It's bad.
No.
Makes you sound stupid.
Yeah. More than that, you got to keep momentum up. I am sweating like a crazy pig right now. I've had 4 hours fucking sleep, and I've drank 5 coffees before I got to the studio. Why? Because I have to have tone, pitch, and intonation in my voice. Otherwise, I will
excitement.
Bore you. You bet. Yep. Otherwise, I will bore you motherfuckers to tears.
That's not what they want.
And this is not what you want. You want to listen to comedians who you enjoy. People like, you know, got a lot of energy. Robin Williams, Dennis Leary, all those kind of guys.
Endless energy.
Endless fucking energy. And they're like, there's a guy. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but there's a guy. Work on your speech patterns. Because that's really all you got, is you got to be able to paint pictures with your voice. And
you could be talking about crap, but as long as it sounds exciting, people will think it's exciting.
And take a lesson from me. If I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, I just kind of go into my, well, and therefore, and totally.
And we'll move ahead with that. And
we'll just move right along. There's all my little Seanisms that I do.
Somebody should make a list.
Saying,
And they are better than
And they are better than because you just kind of go, Sean fucking lost his place. and it's better
they
than
all
that.
Know it, but it's better not.
I've listened to a couple of shows, and I'm, you know what? A lot of people are like, oh, wow, he's totally ragging on me. No, dude, I'm not. I'm not, because I was there.
Yep.
Okay? It's just a matter of, like...
Helpful hints.
Yeah, I'm just, seriously, I want there to be more shows. Just like... Rant Media, you think we're going to stop with just the Sean Kennedy Show? We want more TV shows, too.
That's right. We want
we don't hate
we
the
want
media.
To give you a voice.
Become the media.
That is
okay?
The slogan to live by.
You betcha. And it's, yeah, it's...
If they don't listen to us, the people will listen to us eventually. If the media doesn't listen to us.
Oh, yeah, it's just like the video game market. Oh, yeah, they're making little games. Hey, it's a billion-dollar industry. Whoa, holy shit, Time Warner.
Whoa.
Got yeah, so...
Now again, they put more money in video games than they put in movies.
Yeah.
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 I still can't wrap my head around how you can spend $100 million on a video game. It is true.
What game?
Lots of games. They hire real actors. They hire real directors. The Wachowski.
I heard that new Matrix game is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, the Wachowski brothers were involved. Like, they produced the video game. The actors from the movie were in the video game. There's cutscenes. With the act, it's a movie, like
holy
dog. It's bigger than the movies. They make more money off the video games.
Well, it kind of makes
sense. It costs nothing to make a CD, right? It costs a fortune to make a reel of film.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Right? Distribution.
Yeah. And how many people are like?
Snap.
And how many people are like? Fuck that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they know where they're headed. Anyway, that show Tuesday 6:30 p.m. It's starting July 8th, which is in 2 days.
Nice.
Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, what time?
6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
6:30. That's when I start work tomorrow night on Tuesdays.
All these guys do archives.
Dude, second point.
Yeah.
I don't care how shitty the show is.
Yeah.
Keep doing the show.
That's right. You will get better.
Do not stop doing the show. I thought that everyone would hate What the Hell. It is amazing to me to this fucking day that anybody listens to that goddamn show.
I know. Or even the archives.
cannot listen to that show.
It makes my head hurt.
It makes my head cause me pain. I can't do it. Yet there are people who swear up and down 6 ways from Sunday about this fucking show.
They listen the whole thing, and then they listen the whole thing again.
oh my God, you know? I think the Sean Kennedy Show has a little bit more entertainment value.
Yep.
Probably because I'm an egomaniac. But, I mean...
Maybe they like the arguing.
That could be
we didn't.
Yeah, Sim is very non-confrontational. Believe it or not, I am non-confrontational, too, because I don't enjoy arguing. I don't. No, I don't.
No, you don't enjoy arguing. No.
I don't. It's like, I think this way. Well, I disagree with you. Bang! Anybody else disagree with me? I don't argue. I don't debate my points. It's pathetic. Which doesn't make it easy. I guess I'm not an easy guy to work with.
At times, no.
Whatever.
Shut up, man.
Shut up. At least I'll eat, like, food and stuff. Anyway,
shut the hell up. I was in the IRC today.
I
was in the IRC today, and some people said some stuff that I just had to copy and paste.
Okay, what was that?
This
you're going to read me the IRC.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase.
Okay,
this guy named Huggin came in. He said, I just thought that I'd let you know there's a bar here in South Korea that plays rant radio.
What the fuck?
In the bar. Yes. He says, gainwardly employed GIs here requested it, and they haven't stopped playing it ever since.
That's fucking tight. I want the name of that bar. I want to go
amazing?
There. I want to fucking go there, man. Yeah. That'd be rad.
A bar in South Korea that plays nothing but rant radio all the time.
Like a drinking bar.
They only
bar.
Turn it off for the shows, because, well, you know, they can't really play shows in a bar.
Well, yeah.
It kind of doesn't work with the dancing motif or whatever.
That's fucking
cool. Let's dance to the Sean Kennedy Show.
I could like, freestyle the whole show.
That's right. We'll just...
No,
you can do over the lyrics.
I can't.
You can't do that.
I can't
do
that. I'm not that good.
Another guy...
That's fucking crazy, though.
And another person said at the same time, yeah, we play it in our youth club all the time, too.
Are you? Is that a church thing?
It better not be a fucking church thing. Oh,
that's okay,
God,
it is
I'll
a church thing.
Kill them.
What?
Just kidding.
It's like, church! As long as it's not a
no,
it's on the family.
Even group better that it's a church, huh?
Anyway.
Yep.
What else? You said ah.
I'm sorry. I'm not the professional at you.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm sorry.
What have you been doing?
I was reading.
Oops.
We're going to play some stuff that's been produced by Rumbling Sky.
Tight.
They're called... We've played some before, but there's 3 new ones. Stop distracting me. He's making funny faces. I can't work under this pressure.
Where's my rant smarties? I'll be in my
It's called Cells of Rant Radio.
Oh, cool.
And it's just people saying stuff, and they say, I'm a cell of Rant Radio. And it's very cool.
That's a good movement.
It is a very... And people are liking it. They're submitting their own thing. It's like a rant, but a lot easier to do.
That's cool.
And it is very cool. So some people can't do rants. It's
look
sort of
what
like,
you did, Rumbling Sky. That's Rumbling Sky did that. He started that.
That's right.
That's him. That's
all
him,
point
baby.
To him.
You betcha.
So it's like the hacker manifesto thing, except it's an individual manifesto of
why not?
People.
It going along with the entire We Are Our Own Nations and Borders.
Exactly.
Right? So why not have your own political party? And I think that I'd love to see more of that. Anyone else who wants to do that?
That's exactly what
that
I was
out,
getting
man.
To.
There you go.
I'm going to post Rumbling Sky's email address in the IRC. And if you're going to do one, get in contact with him. He'll set you the fuck up. We'll get it in rotation. We're going to get everyone's voice on Rant Radio. If you can't do a show, you can say a 30-second piece, I'm sure.
Okay. And if not, as long as you just don't go, ah.
Cut out the uhs afterwards.
Yeah.
And Rumbling Sky's going to produce them all, so he'll make you sound real nice and cool.
Cool.
And there you are. And he's got a webpage, rumblingmedia.com. And
rumblingmedia.com!
They're all up there right now. You can listen to everyone else's and get some ideas. And I've got 3 to play in the halftime music, along with Slayer versus Atari Teenage Riot.
Yeah,
no Remorse. Who was that requested by?
That was Alien Binary.
Alien Binary.
Yeah, who's my main man.
Excellent. Anyway, I've got the Frantic song that we were looking for
a
couple
you
weeks ago.
You scare the shit out of me. Who was that for? Right. That was for... That was for somebody who just was like, wait, oh, fuck, and I can't remember who it was. God,
they all
it.
Know their name, and it's for them.
Yeah, it was it was the guy who, like, went through the guy who transcribed. Was it Alien Binary again? I think it was Alien Binary who transcribed. He transcribed Tales from the Afternow episodes 1 and 2. I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm not too sure about
show.
That.
I want to know who the fuck that was, because that's so nuts.
I've got it in my email. I will be able to scroll up quite quickly to see that.
Okay, because the guy...
Shade.
Is it Shade? Yes. Yeah, that's right. Shade.
There's some crazy people.
Yes. You scare the shit out of me
is
dedicated
to Shade.
That is
exactly what we think, yeah.
He's fucking right. And what else you got?
And we have... and a rant by Rumbling Sky as well. So Rumbling Sky is dominating the halftime music.
Right on, because it's all about the listeners.
It is.
It's this
getting
is,
their voice this on the air, becoming the media.
You betcha.
And they are the media.
So stick around for after the halftime. I got lots and lots of super good news.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked on the show in our format very hard today.
Yes, it's very full.
It's a very full short format. So I'm going to start rocking through this. So hang on to your ass cheeks.
Please
pause.
Please pause for station identification.
Please create more noise, Sean, so that Sam has
ready.
More time to get ready.
We're ready.
All right, okay. So stick around. We got some good shit coming up.
We live in a world where the agendas of those in power dominate our own. We are under the constant threat of becoming cogs in a machine whose ultimate goals surround power, domination, and control. When we stand up for individual freedoms, we are backhanded by the hand that force feeds us our daily portions of toxins and propaganda. Well, I am not a sheep. I need no shepherd. I am a wolf. I am a warrior. When the time comes, I will stand to defend those who cannot defend themselves. In the meantime, I will do what I must to prepare us all for the coming war. I am not afraid. Not anymore. I am a verbal terrorist. I am a cell of rant radio.
Come down! Come on! once like you. Scared, low, trying to scrape away the darkness with a book of matches. Hiding in the shadows of governments, corporations, cults. Trying to live your life with some semblance of freedom while spiraling further into a medicated, pacified existence. I see no lives they want us to live, and I have made a choice. I will not submit. I will not allow our liberties to be bled away. I will not sit apathetic while the rich profit from the blood of the poor. And I will not watch as our world is burnt and slowly turned to ash. Even though I speak as one, each word I say is said by others. And when we all come together, when we unite, there's nothing, no force in the universe that will be able to stop us. I was once like you, scared and alone. But now, I am a cell of Rant Radio.
I'm not afraid of wild crocodiles, caribou, or man-eating bees. I'm not afraid of death or early morning breath, but you scare the shit out of me. When I thought that I was a he-man, handsome man, virile and free, but I'd rather die than look you in the eye, 'cause you scare the shit out of me. You're the best woman I ever met. You could run, skeet, shoot, and dance. I remember the time you borrowed a dime, and I let you go change my pants. But I thought that I was a he-man, handsome man, virile, and free. Cause you scare the shit out of me.
I remember the last time I saw you. There we both stood face to face. You said you seemed so alone, let me take you home. Won't you come with me back to my place?
You scare the shit out of me. You scare the shit out of me. I'd rather die than look you in the eye. You scare the shit out of me. I said, great God above, I must be.
Stand regardless of class or creed or religion. Regardless of borders, we stand for the truth, for personal freedom and liberty, for privacy. We stand to protect those who cannot protect themselves. We stand together as one race, rallied together under many flags. We are patriots. We are misfits and social miscreants. We are teachers and lawyers, parents and children, sportsmen and thinkers. We are driven by life itself. We are drawn together for a common cause to benefit the whole. We represent hope for the future. We represent the birth of a new society. A society free of terror, free of the great colossal machine known as corporate media. A society where a child can cross the street and not be stolen away. Where a man can speak out against his government and be heard. Modern society will call us terrorists. They will call us criminals and con men. They will arrest us. They will torture us. And they will kill us. But each of us represents a strand. Alone, we can be broken. But when woven together, not even the strongest of armies can hope to break us. We are many of one. I am one of many. I am a cell of Rant Radio.
fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
You would need 3 promotions to get to be an asshole.
You son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood. Now get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
My name is Rumbling Scott. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us. Something seriously wrong with us.
And what could possibly be wrong with us? How about the fact that it's just now become acceptable to give special consideration or privileges to someone based on their race? Just when I thought we were supposed to be ignoring the color of a person's skin, I've just been reminded what the essence of equal opportunity is all about in this country. The Supreme Court, in all its supreme wisdom, has decided to allow schools to choose which students get to go to college based on the color of their skin. That's right. We've all heard it, we all know it, affirmative racism is alive and well. I keep hearing all this propaganda about how this decision was a great moment in civil rights history. Well, civil rights are supposed to stand for equal protection under the law and freedom from discrimination. Civil rights don't pertain to one race, but all races. Yet here is a judgment handed down by the Supreme Court, not only allowing, but encouraging privileges and extra consideration being given to specific races of people. Funny, I thought the Constitution was the ultimate law of this land. Isn't that what it's there for, or did I miss the point completely? Anyone ever heard of the 14th Amendment? Now we have a court totally ignoring the law and creating their own law.
I am the law!
No, you're not the law. You're supposed to uphold the law, not bend, twist, or shape it as you see fit. Okay, so not to be the kind of guy to point out a problem without offering a solution, I'll make this one easy for you. If you have 5 slots available in a college roster and 200 students of different races and similar academic standing, why not make it random? Why not drop 200 names in a hat and pull out 5? Those students then get to go to college based on their grades, since that's what got them in the lottery to begin with, but not based on the color of their skin. Fair enough, right? Everyone has an equal chance of having their name pulled. Equality! Oh my God! So this is Rumbling Sky reminding you that in this advanced society we claim to have, we are supposed to be concerned with people themselves, not the color of their skin.
Oh, we're on. Well, the music ended just at the same time. I'm used to it kind of, you know,
or something.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun.
And now
back to the fucking show.
What? Is that me?
Yeah, you want to take some more pointers from me on how to run an internet fucking broadcast? Anyway, on to the Illuminati news. That was some very cool stuff, though, from Rumbling Sky.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's all in there. He loves doing it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Get in contact with him.
And you know what the funny thing is? That's as shitty as he's going to be.
Yes.
And that's as bad as it gets. In another 3 years, that guy's going to make me look like a fucking beer fart.
Exactly.
Seriously, because I wasn't that good when I started.
Yeah,
there's no fucking way.
He never did this before.
Two months into it? Not even?
Maybe three. I've heard him doing this stuff when we started playing his stuff on here.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you want to
maybe he's done it before that, but I don't know.
Because if I get hit by a bus?
Somebody's got to step in those big shoes.
Or maybe step around my big shoes.
Yeah, it's like kick them to the side and walk past them or something.
Oh, man. My nose is all stuffed up.
I don't know if anybody's heard.
If you give me a fucking cold, I am going to kick you so in the nuts.
The thing is, I don't get colds once every 8 months. So my colds must be like uber colds.
That's because you're not eating
meat. So beware.
You're not eating meat.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
He doesn't even try to fight it.
Why
fight it? Because he's not eating meat. And you think this is bad? Wait till we're on the show. I'm going to throw him down. God. I'm going to take steak and throw it at him in the chair. Sim and I have these little big fears here. One of the big fears is that I'm going to do all that Tom Green shit with Sim on the side. He'll be like,
God.
You know what?
I
fucking hate Tom
fill
Green.
Fill in bodily fluid here.
Oh, God.
No, I have no fear of that. I have absolutely no fear because I know you fucking hate Tom Green.
I would seriously, how many people would do pay-per-view?
To humiliate my friends.
I'm going to fucking humiliate my parents and my friends. And,
yeah.
I saw the one where he fucking did some shit to his dad's car. He painted, lesbians on the...
Like, his friends and family are the most tolerant people I have ever heard of in my life.
Dude, you are getting an ass kicking. You are, no shit. If somebody... If I did that to someone, I'd be expecting the ass kicking. I'd probably go
it
get him a back.
It would be deserved.
I'd be like, that was coming. Yeah, that was in the mail.
Yep, that was totally
Tom
fair.
Tom Green could get stomped into fucking critical care for a month.
Everybody go, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah,
and then they would show his tapes to him.
Yeah, and
while
say,
he's in intensive care,
and
say, told you so.
Did you know what?
Payback's a bitch.
Why am I kicking you in the face right now? Why am I kicking you?
Think back. Think
All
hard.
You gotta do is say why I'm kicking you in the face, and I'll stop.
Think. Yep. Just
you
think
know,
about it, Tom.
Holy crap, dude! I swear to God, it's just like.
Oh man.
You know what? Because Tom Green has no brain.
Yep.
I would love Tom Green to go to the UFC. Could you imagine Tom Green? At the Ultimate Fighting Championship, he'd be like, I'm so funny! I'm going to grab Tank Abbott's nuts!
God.
Grab!
Oh, God.
Squish tear! Oh! Look, he stepped in Tom Green.
They break arms. They're paid to break arms and legs. That's their job.
They'd kill him.
They have people been killed on the show.
They would hug him until he died. Like, oh boy.
They would play name that body part as it came out his ass.
Oh yeah.
As he's squeezing
I will pass Tom Green through my colon.
And then make Tom eat it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that funny, Tom?
Is that some funny shit? You want to grab my nuts again? You fucking
get the cameras on him.
You 50-pound bag of shit. Anyway,
I like Tom Green. Sean,
I can't. Oh, Jackass has some redeeming value because
they're doing it to themselves.
Yeah, they're not hurting other people, and they do some funny shit.
Yeah, they're a bit higher level because they don't involve other people.
And they're stunts. I mean, there's only so many times you can run into a fence before you get bored of it. But
or the population.
I mean, I like the one where he got tackled by the football team.
Oh, man.
That was just fucking painful. I'm like,
you're so crazy.
You know, dude, there's easier ways to kill yourself. Like, allow me to assist you.
Yeah,
you know,
person who's never played football. Put him on a football team, and, like, you're dead. You have no clue what's going on.
Fuck, I wouldn't do that. I'm pretty ballsy. I will do just about fucking anything, but, like, here you go, Sean.
And later, he went round to round with a real boxer. Fucking nailed his head to the wall. Like, pound! And he was hitting the boxer. The boxer's like, yep, go ahead. Nothing. Nothing. Didn't even move him.
Sweet
one
fuck
hit.
All.
Fucking down. He had to go to the hospital.
Are you serious?
Yeah, concussion.
And the boxer must have felt like shit. Probably not.
A little bit, probably.
Well,
because,
no, boxers don't really want to hurt.
He'd pull it for sure. He'd kill him.
Yeah.
Any boxer would kill somebody who's never been in a boxing ring.
In a boxing ring, yeah.
You're just dead.
You don't really think about boxers that much, but boxing has been around a long time.
Yeah, and they used to not wear gloves.
a punch is a punch is a punch, and if one of those motherfuckers lines up on you, you better dodge or parry or do that Jackie Chan shit and grab a chair.
Exactly. Grab some furniture or something.
It is fucking lights out Gracie. Here comes a great big Viking fist. I'm going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
So that's, don't catch one of those. Moving right along. Now, this is funny. Sim sent me this. This is more into the Illuminati news. Sim sent me this, and this cracked me up. Sounds vaguely familiar to something you used to do about 3 years ago. And those of you who were listening 3 years ago will go, yeah, fucking Sean was doing that. Shoplifting goes digital with camera phones. And here's the link in the RC. I don't know if Sim's actually posted it because he went to go get me water. Because, well, we're dying in here. So I'll post it. Did he do it? No, I don't think he did. That's okay, though. In a nationwide effort to curb shoplifting activity, I posted the link, don't worry. Bookstores across Japan will be putting up signs asking readers to refrain from recording information with camera-mounted cell phones and other devices. Hey, what's the difference between reading it, remembering it, or externalizing your memory? Ghost in the shell much? Digital shoplifting occurs when people take pictures of magazines and book pages with their camera phones without buying them. I was doing this 3 fucking years ago.
Yes, I remembered that, and I thought this was so funny. It's like, oh, they're just catching on now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit. Everything old is new again.
Exactly.
That's why, yeah. I mean, sometimes even I stand back, wow, this water is so good.
Is it really good? It's cold. I poured to the cold stuff.
Oh, God.
And I knew you'd
good.
Want the cold stuff.
You're a beautiful human being.
I try.
Right now, I love you.
not too much.
Not too much. Was that too much?
A non-contact love.
I never know. what are we doing? Digital shoplifting. People take pictures of magazine, book pages with camera, blah, blah. This is now rampant activity in bookstores across Japan, fueled by the popularity of such high-tech devices. Gotta love the Japanese.
You used to do this for your old show.
Yeah.
I remember this is what you did it for.
You betcha.
Yep.
Japanese publishers announced, because I'm a broke-ass bitch. Chris, I was a broke-ass bitch. He spent like a grand on my digital camera. Japanese publishers announced on Monday they will launch a campaign this week to stop this flagrant activity, especially since the technology is getting more advanced and the picture quality is improving. An official said that due to the nature of the phone, it's hard for bookstore staff to tell if customers are actually making calls or taking pictures.
What if they had those jammers? Now we're getting cyberpunk, baby. Black Ice fucking cell phone jammers. Remember
those?
Oh,
yeah. Just prevent all cell phones within the bookstore. Of course, people would go ballistic, but...
No. Hey. Private property, bitch.
It is.
My airwaves. Airwave laws. Wait for it. I prophesy. That shit's going to come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
He also added that it is unclear if digital shopping could be treated as a crime.
Let's put him in jail.
Actually, technically, yes, it can be. Because you can be arrested for taking photos on a military base. All they have to do is wash that law over into the core political side,
and
we're fucked.
Just put a terrorist stamp on it, and it's in the...
Oh, no, that's shoplifting, because you are taking photos on private property. Like, someone can't come into your house and take pictures of you.
Right.
Because it's private property.
That's correct.
All they got to do is fucking just make that private property, and nobody can take pictures of shit.
Yep.
So, UA, next year, within the next 12 fucking months, we're going to see a law in the United States saying about pictures inside a core political space. You just wait. Remember this conversation.
Is it really that bad that you got to put people in jail? I just cannot believe this shit.
Hey, man, you'll do less time for walking down the street with an AK-47 than you will for pirating software.
Yes. Would you have thought 10 years ago they'd be putting people in jail for copying music? Well, you, yes. But a lot of people out there be like...
Because I'm a paranoid, futuristic fuck.
Anything will get you put in jail.
Yeah, Tales from the After Now, thank you. Yeah. Users have also hit back, some claiming that they are perfectly legitimate activity and it is used for more convenience than to steal magazines. You're not stealing anything!
Jesus. It's still there!
Fuck! If I look at a painting and make a sketch from it, did I steal it?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make a commercial. You and I should make a fucking commercial to put on Rant TV. It goes like this. Yeah. There'll be all these people walking around with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And they'll be all have these sunglasses. One guy takes off his sunglasses and looks at the sunset, and the cops come and arrest him and say, "Excuse me, sir, you're stealing visuals." But they were always there. I just paid attention. Same. It's just like satellite signals, sir. Into the fucking car.
There's been a lot of very scary commercials on TV lately in regards to that. If people have seen those Microsoft ones where the butterfly is protecting everybody from stuff.
Oh, those are fucking... Those are the evilest shit ever, like the censorship butterfly.
Oh, my God, that made me insane.
Yeah, I imagine you would have just shit
your pants. I was waiting for him to walk in front of a black man and go, "Oh, you don't want to see that. That'll scare you or something."
Yeah, no, black people. This is the clean white Microsoft.
Exactly. And the satellite...
The shadow, you say?
The satellite stealing ones. Makes me insane.
Dad, you steal internet, or Dad, you steal satellite, or whatever the fuck it is.
It's going through my head, though. Their satellite signals are going through my head as we speak.
Yeah. So if I just listen, I'll hear them.
Yes. You listen hard enough.
Dread,
man. And they're beaming it into my head, and I'm not allowed to take it.
No.
Should have put more encryption on that. Should have put more encryption.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're screaming outside my house just because I'm deaf, does that make it okay?
No, you got to plug your ears.
No, fuck
you. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I have taken pictures of a hairstyle catalog to show a hairdresser as the whole catalog book was heavy, said one user. So he goes, takes a look at it, goes, "Oh, I like that hairstyle." Click, takes a picture of that hairstyle, takes it back.
That's stealing, Sean.
Theft! The popularity of the phones is growing steadily across the globe since its inception in 2000. According to the industry, estimated half of the mobile phones shipped this past year had built-in camera functions. It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thieves everywhere.
Now,
we can't build jails fast enough.
Of course, and then we have the great hack attack. This was something that was a big non-event.
Yeah. The only thing that actually happened, really, that made the news was the site that was hosting the hack contest was hacked and taken down.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the only
thing. Nothing of other importance.
But here's the original link to hack. There was a few of them. There's the Defacer's Challenge, and this one was one that got some of the press, okay? Uh-huh. And if you go to Defacer, there's I'm not sure if that link is still there, but we'll have to see. And then that was sent to me from Mind Pirate, and then Transic went and sent me
the follow-up one from the Register,
right.
Where he's saying, this is an idea, holiday hacking, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not a good idea, because all we have to be is the FBI and go, yeah, let's run a web defacement challenge. You betcha. Let's do this. And, oh, look at this great database where we don't have to arrest you, but now we know who the fuck you are.
Come get your prize.
We can't charge you on this one. Because that would be entrapment. But we can watch you and wait for you to do the next one, and then we'll fucking bust your ass.
It's the same thing they did with TVs. Free TVs if you come down. And they sent out the notices to all the warrants, people with warrants.
Oh, really?
And they all said, free TVs, come to this gymnasium right now, in the next day. And I think about 90% of the people came.
And
the ones
arrested.
With warrants. And they got arrested right there and then. Because they were just waiting for to find these people.
Oh, my God.
So it's the same kind of thing. So beware. It may be not who you think it is.
Yeah. And there's a follow-up from Wog of War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a follow-up. The government and privacy technology expert warns Wednesday that hackers plan to attack thousands of websites this Sunday. Now, this was last Sunday. Yep. In a loosely coordinated contest that could disrupt Internet traffic.
Oh, my God.
The world is going to fall because of these fucking kids.
Uh-huh.
Kill them all. This is typical of the kind of things we're going to be seeing, and this is the kind of thing that I will report on and that you need to be aware of, and you need to be able to identify that as, oh, look, that's bullshit.
Exactly.
That's exactly the kind of stuff. You know what's going to be hard? It's on the show. I'm going to try to stop swearing. That's going to be very difficult.
Are you?
Yeah.
I know.
Because that way we can reach more people.
Exactly.
And it's a lot easier for these little hacker kids to go out there and get mom and dad to listen and have mom and dad get all, you know,
get into it. And whatever.
Yeah, yep. I think the whole concept of swearing a bad word is completely medieval. I can't understand the concept of a bad word. I think words are pretty, you know,
innocuous in themselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good word.
Innocuous.
I mean,
word
you want to talk about bad words? I think that, you know, like, gap. Gap's a bad word.
Gap's a bad word.
Dell, here's a follow-up. I did a story a while back. Dell's moving away from slave labor.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
They're putting a new corporate face on
themselves.
That's
right. Dell Computer said Thursday, well, stop using a contractor that relies on prison labor to dismantle and recycle computers.
Oh, that's so nice of them.
Last week, the Silicon Valley Toxics Coalition, an environmental group in California, accused Dell of running a primitive, quote-unquote, recycling system exposes inmates to dangerous chemicals as they took apart computers and plucked out the reusable parts.
Mm-hmm.
Dell spokesman Brian Hilton said that the switch in vendors was not related to California Group's report. No, 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 we just switched. It's got nothing to do with that. Okay, if a monster like Dell switches at the hint that they could be hurting inmates, what do you want to bet they're damn near killing the inmates?
Pretty close.
That's the slightest little non-event. You're like, oh, God, we've been called on it. Get them out of there.
It would have to be quite a catastrophic drop. Skip that word.
People are getting
quite
burned.
A big event,
yeah,
like, for them to switch away from virtually no pay for these inmates. They pay them almost nothing
so
to do this stuff to a real company.
These inmates must have been working in conditions that are so bad that all would have to be is the slightest little bit of attention, and there's no way the Dell spin doctors, who are well paid, could fix that.
Deaths or cancer
that
or just
must have
like
been, yeah,
people's
like
arms
blatantly
falling off.
Like burns. Dell said RCI and Image Microsystems had agreed to certain conditions for doing the recycling work, including compliance with the wind within 1 year with internationally recognized workplace safety guidelines. Oh, well, that's nice. Calls for Unicor. These internationally recognized safety guidelines, by the way, is exactly the kind of things that a lot of these World Trade Organizations, stuff like that, want to do away with.
Yeah.
Calls to Unicor officials in Washington were not immediately returned. Oh, imagine my surprise. Environmental officials say the most troublesome ingredient in the old commerce is lead from cathode ray tubes and solder used on the motherboards.
Lead. That's the best name for a corporation.
Unicor.
Yeah, there's another...
employ prison mates. Inmates.
I'm going to get somebody to help me out here. How am I going to get to help me out? I'm going to get Smokehouse. Smokehouse, can you drop me a email, please? Not everyone, just Smokehouse. I want to remember the name Unicor, and I want to remember that name for that Chinese one the other day. What was it? It was called...
It was like a mix between
Tai Kong.
Yeah, Tai Kong.
Yeah,
Tai Kong and New Unicor.
Yeah, I want to use those as names for the afternoon. Those are tight.
Just go to their page. It's a scary page.
What, Tai Kong or Unicor?
No, Unicor. Unicor.
Really?
It's like, we will employ the prison force and... Ah! It's so good. I couldn't make a better page. It's so funny.
And it's legit.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's all they do. Employ prison
Unicor.
Inmates. They hook up prison inmates with large corporations and get in the bottom dollar.
Fuck! Really?
Yes, that's their whole business.
Oh my god, that's scary shit.
It is.
Duh! Fuck, I'm not even going to change what they do.
It's cheap labor.
Fuck me.
They got nowhere to go. You want to make a dollar an hour? I guess so. I'm not doing anything else.
No, you have to do this. Otherwise, we'll put you in the box again.
And we have to pay you minimum dollar.
Okay, in the really, really bad idea department, how about virtual force fields against planes? Computers may soon be... I love this. Computers may soon... May soon.
May soon.
Those two words when used together are just hilarious. Computers may soon erect invisible barriers in the sky to protect cities against attack by hijacked planes. That's the retarded three-year-old line. Computers may soon erect invisible barriers in the sky to protect cities.
They have internet
attacked by hijacked planes. It's true.
This story made me laugh so hard.
Research at the University of California, Berkeley, have devised software for planes' onboard computers to stop pilots from flying into quote-unquote protected areas. New Scientist magazine said on Wednesday. The system, dubbed Soft Walls, would resist a pilot trying to head towards a no-fly zone. If, for example, the pilot tried to steer into a zone on the left, the system would counter by banking right. Gently at first, and becoming more forceful to the pilot would feel like fighting a strong wind. When you would reach a certain critical point, the pilot is banking hard to the left as the aircraft will go. As far as he can tell, that is the only canceling force, so the aircraft is going straight, Berkeley's Edward Lee said. Now, this is an exceptionally bad idea. This is such a bad idea. I can't actually... Okay, a pilot is responsible for the lives of the fucking plane.
Highly trained pilots.
Like, these people don't just trip, fall over their dick, and become pilots. Okay,
yeah.
The amount of shit these people have to go through to be a pilot, and they have to fight with enough shit without having to worry about, excuse me, I want my pilot to be able to fly this fucking plane, and if we...
The controls aren't working, there's no winds, what is going on?
Oh, shit, well, in order to get to that other airport, I gotta fly over this restricted airspace, otherwise I'm gonna run out of fuel, because we had a rupture, and we're all gonna fucking die. But since I have to take the long route, because my computer's fighting me, we're gonna thunder into this populated sector and fuck up the ghettos.
Exactly.
Okay, this is a terrible idea.
It's awful.
That somebody who has no real-world knowledge thought of. If you can get the fucking pilot's unit to embrace this, I'm all for it. But if one fucking pilot who's got a clue goes, no, that's really gay.
I'm sure the pilots are like, no, I don't want computers fucking with my controls.
Yeah, just as a rule. Like, think about it. Would you want a computer fucking with your car when you're driving? No? Then why would you want it fucking with the guy who's trained his entire life to be a pilot? Quite literally, ever since he was a child. Like, where the fuck is your head?
Exactly. Some comments on Slash about that.
Yeah.
Was the thing that won't happen again, this thing that happened in 9/11. They were trained to let the terrorists
do what they want.
Do what they want. That's what they're trained to do.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll fly there. Okay, we'll fly there. Fine. They've done away with that. It won't happen like that again.
Exactly.
They don't need to put this in.
And you can't show me a plane of Americans who'd go like, a hijacker, you're not a real popular guy anymore.
No. They will take you down immediately, like, no matter how many people died on the plane trying.
Like, motherfucker, you're going to die, okay, if you're a hijacker. I've got this carpet that's not working anymore.
That doesn't work anymore.
Wow. You know, there's
you
people
could
like,
have an AK,
there's people
and
like
nobody, nobody would care.
Yeah, there'd be people
getting
shot.
They'll take you down.
Yeah, everybody on the plane will be dead before that plane crashes.
Exactly, because they know they're going to die anyway.
You know, one of the guys took the knife, even on the 9/11, one of the guys took the knife.
Yeah.
He went for one of the hijackers. He got stuck with the knife. He went, thanks for the blade, fucker. Took it in the ribs and rolled off to the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're unwrapping what happened now. And one of the guys was like, well, I'll take care of the guy with the knife. Shove, got his knife.
tough way to get it.
You're a badass. You want to talk about badass? That guy gets the badass award. I'll get the knife away from him. You sure? Yep, I'm sure.
I got it.
Come on, fucker. Thank you. Soak that, bitch. Yeah, five dots there. Anyway, speaking of rich, gut-ripping for fun and profit.
Mm.
It may be illegal, immoral, and certainly ill-advised, but selling every usable part of your body could fetch upward of $45 million in a pre-afternow world, according to a survey in August issue of Wired magazine. Even an overweight, out-of-shape body could bring millions when broken down to its valuable fluids, tissues, and germ-fighting antibodies. There is, of course, a major catch. Many of the valuable human body parts that those person could not live without. But it does lay to rest the old concept of the human body when broken down to its basic elements is only worth pocket change. Yeah, except for if they're diseased. That's why there's burn booths, and they have enough bodies that they just so they can afford, because it's supply and demand. If you got a lot of dead, this doesn't really have any kind of value anymore. Wired editor-in-chief Chris Anderson said, the price tag gives an idea of the process of medicine and biology and shows how much more sophisticated we have become in understanding the complexity of the human body and applying it to capitalistic core political procedure. We have tried to find some number through which we can quantify magnitude and change the technology we are all experiencing. Shut the fuck up, wired guy. Look at that sentence.
We tried to find some number
through which you can quantify the magnitude of change in technology that we are all experiencing.
What does that mean?
Can you break
nothing.
That?
Nothing.
You know what? People will make fun of me because I fucking swear, but a five-year-old can understand what I'm talking about, and
exactly.
They will learn something. And they might say fuck at the end of the show, but they'll look at it and go, fuck.
She could read an article like that, and they'll go, that's all doublespeak. That doesn't mean anything.
Speak English, okay? Fuck. The price is wired warned, are based on maximum dollar values for some of the most marketable substances, make the unlikely assumption that every trace of those substances could be extracted from the living tissue for sale. Because, of course, they want to make it look good, right?
Oh, yeah.
$45 million?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My family's set. I was going to kill myself anyway.
You betcha.
Step into the burn booth.
Now, this is another story that just makes my head fucking hurt.
Yeah.
The malls are dying.
Oh, God. Where will we hang out?
This is from the article. I'm going to quote this. If you spent your formative years at the local shopping mall sipping Orange Julius and hanging out near the ubiquitous water fountain, you might be sad to learn that the mall, as you know it, is headed towards extinction. After we turning our backs on Main Street and fleeing to the suburbs, Americans are looking for a sense of place. We fixed up houses in the older pouch of town and spending more of our free time in the newly revived downtowns. And when we want to do serious shopping, we head to upscale mega malls and big box stores such as Costco, Home Depot, and Target. Big box stores, which are look vaguely like warehouses, even if it means driving a little farther. That leaves smaller neighborhood malls, many of which are carbon copies of each other, struggling to keep retailers from packing up and following the crowds to downtown district or mega malls. Although some have managed to turn themselves around by looking beyond Sears and JCPenney and bringing on the likes of IKEA or Borders as anchors, a more drastic measures are often needed.
This story makes my head hurt on so many levels.
Yeah, why is this bullshit on so many levels? Yeah. First of all, Orange Julius is fucking damn near chemicals. Right off the top. You can't drink an Orange Julius and tell me there's anything natural in that.
Yeah. Try and replicate that at home with
oranges. Yeah, you fucking can't. Like, you won't. Okay? It's like, Sunny D.
Exactly.
Holy shit, can I drink some plastic, please?
Ugh.
I'm sorry, man.
That whole story is just fabricated. They're just making stuff up.
The consumer concentration clamp is closing.
It's like, direct the herds over here.
More Wi-Fi insecurity. This time I was like, oh no, Wi-Fi insecurity!
Oh, no.
It's all bad! Wait a minute, dude. What if everyone who's using Wi-Fi networks aren't exactly malicious? No, it's bad! I run an open Wi-Fi network at my house.
Hackers, Sean! Hackers!
I'm actually pretty confident a lot of the hackers probably think I'm kind of cool.
It's like, oh, I can check my email outside Sean's house. That's good.
That's kind of nice.
That's nice. Oh, and then I'll move on to the next Wi-Fi.
I may be able to set up. I'm trying to find there's a cop shop local that stays open to like midnight, 2 in the morning.
Yep.
I think they always stay open to midnight on Mondays.
Yep.
But I want to see about doing an after-hours show so it there's an alcohol so we can have people go there.
Oh,
there's like
cool.
A little stage
somewhere to
stuff.
Go. Yep.
Yeah, after the
hang
show.
Out.
And so we'll be good till like midnight or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's something. It's that ethical addictions place I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where Antoinette works. And I haven't actually talked to the owners yet, but I
more business for them? Why would they turn it down,
hey,
eh?
I tell you what, Monday night is really slow here. I will pack this fucking place.
How about I bring my crew over?
I'll bring my posse down.
Yeah.
You provide a wireless network and some shit, and let me use your fucking stage, and I will bring hackers here. Do they drink coffee? Dude.
Do they?
Do they? They have t-shirts with the caffeine molecule on it.
They live by it.
They live by that shit. So, I'm sure if they got a brain in their head, they'll use it. If not, well, then whatever. I like the shop anyway because there's enough couches. But anyway, Wi-Fi insecurity. Think you've heard enough about the war driving and Wi-Fi insecurity? 2 days of electronic eavesdropping, the 0211 Planet Expo in Boston last week sniffed out more evidence most Wi-Fi users still aren't getting the message or are comfortable broadcasting their email into the ether.
Ooh.
Wow, that's amazing alliteration. Email into the ether.
Oh, that's great. That really rolls off your tongue.
That's fucking awesome.
Isn't that great?
Can I get some suppressive fire over here? Anyway,
I think the wireless world is even more open than the internet. It brings a whole new level to the internet in freedom.
Yeah, it's kind of like God. But anyway, now here is another example of everything old is new again. The sense of touch over the internet. Am I the only one who read about this story 4 years ago? Science Daily engineers at Virtual Reality Laboratory at University of Buffalo have developed a new technology that transmits the sensation of touch over the internet.
No way.
The breakthrough could lead to the creation of haptic technology that convey the sense of touch and would teach users how to master skills and activities such as surgery, sculpture, playing the drums, or even golf. Surgery, okay. Clay is pretty cheap. Yeah. Playing the drums is also not hard to do, and every asshole can afford a golf club. That requires precise application of touch. Okay, if it's that precise needed, you need to train on a real person.
Yeah.
Says, then, Kursrosy Kazvaz is some fucking Russian name here. Director of UB's Virtual Reality Lab and Associate Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering of UB School of Engineering and Applied Sciences. As far as we know, our technology is the only way a person can communicate to another person of sense of touch he feels when he does something. As far as we know.
There's the copper.
Says Kazvaz. We have added an important dimension of communication and of touch sensations. Through the technology, still a long way from being able to capture and communicate the complex feeling of a perfect golf swing, Castavadas and his fellow researchers have successfully used it to transmit one person to another over the internet the sensation of touching a soft or hard object. The ability to feel the contour of particular shapes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I swear I've heard this somewhere before. Slow news day?
A slow news day much? Yeah. How about this one, guys? Take some aircraft cable, the thin stuff. Attach it to the back of your fingers. Run that up. Put it on a fucking positional sensing servo motor. Okay? Then you have preset settings that the fucking cable stop your hands from turning, and wow, you've got the sensation of touch. Look at me. I'm smarter than the guy and the director of the fucking University of Boston.
Give me some money. I'll make a prototype. Done.
Like, I swear to God, it's so whoever's sad. Listening to this, start handing this show to props, because I got a device that I just, why don't you just do this? It'll start showing up. You just wait. No one's going to send me no money, though. You got to think, though. I mean, when you're a prophet, nobody gives you any cash.
No, Jesus, they think you're a wacko, and then you die.
Yeah,
and then they go, oh, my God, he was right.
Yeah. There is one server, and Sean is his prophet.
I'm going to write a book about you.
That was a joke.
That was a joke. Don't actually do it.
Cryptozoological news. Sending by Mind Pirate, G-Man, Wagawar, and others. Okay,
oh, my God.
This one was a good one.
This was all over.
A giant squid-like sea creature is baffled scientists, like Spawn of Cthulhu Much.
This made front page CNN.
Chilean scientists were baffled by a huge gelatinous sea creature found washed up on the South Pacific coast. We're seeking to help identify the mystery specimen. The dead creature was mistaken for a beached whale. That would be big. But experts say the 40-foot-long, 12-meter mass of decomposing lump of gray flesh apparently was an invertebrate. We've never before seen such a strange specimen. We don't know if it might be a giant squid that's missing some of its parts, like the human parts, says Asakabra, director of the Center for Cetacean Conservation in San Diego. Photographs showed the round, leathery substance like a mammoth jellyfish about as long as a school bus. Giant squid live at a net depth of 9,500 feet, 3,000 meters, and only rise to the surface when they die. Specimens have been known to be as long as 60 feet.
Wow.
There was speculation that the mass might have been whalekin, but a cabra says it's too big and did not have the right texture or smell.
No smell. That's not whale. I know
cabra
whale smell.
Said, she was contacting Chilean and international organizations and hoped they could help shed some light on the find. The Chilean Navy first spotted this mystery specimen along with another large mass, but the other dead animal turned out to be a dead humpback whale.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Shoggoth Much. Okay, like, that's so Cthulian. Holy fuck. Any keepers out there, guys, you want to cut that picture out because, wow, there's a whole game just based on that one specimen.
I cannot believe that professionals cannot identify what this large lump
that's
of mass is.
The planet three times the size of Earth, and we can't explore it. We only explored 15% of it.
Yeah,
that's not so unbelievable.
There's species, massive species under the ocean.
There's 3,000 meters.
There's
shit down, like, I don't care how fucking skeptical you are. There's shit 3,000 feet down that's scary. Okay, there's scary shit down there.
Oh, yeah.
There's the probe. Probe's going. Right, the probe go.
Yeah, it's gone.
Probe's gone. That was expensive.
Guess we're not sending another one for 10
years.
We lost our funding.
We lost our probe. I got some footage of some teeth. Yeah, it's a little scary down there. China's Bigfoot, which should be called Littlefoot, was seen again. Now, this is another version of Bigfoot that's been spotted again. This time, may have left a urine sample. Six people on one radio reporter said they saw a mythical ape-like creature in central China's reserve, the official Xinhua news agency said today. Xinhua referred to it as Bigfoot, the legendary North American ape man. More than 100 sightings of the creature have been reported in some fucking Chinese name in the foreignest mountain of Hubei province, about 12,000 kilometers southwest of Beijing. The latest witness were in a jeep on a mountain road yesterday when they saw a gray creature moving quickly away from the road. Xinhua reported said the creature was approximately 1.65 meters tall and shoulder-length black hair. Funny enough, if you go take a look at old photographs of the abominable snowman, there is an old black-and-white photograph of an abominable snowman they shot. It was a monkey they shot in the Himalayas that matches this description.
Oh, really?
It's 1.65 meters. That means it's like 5 feet tall. So that's not fucking big.
It's not super huge, no. No.
The witness found several footprints 30 centimeters long. 30 centimeters long. That's pretty big for a fucking 5 foot tall thing.
Wow. Big
freshly
foot.
Broken branches and a 3 meter long patch of foul smelling urine like liquid. The sighting was reported to authorities as the investigation is in full swing. And one of the witnesses was Shuang Zhenghong, a reporter from local radio station, and others were residents. So that's an interesting thing to check out. Now, Jello Biafra, on one of his albums, talked about one of these places. And I had never actually heard about one of these places, but I got sent footage by a couple of people.
Okay.
Griffin was one. About Tranquility Bay.
Okay.
And I'm going to read what he sent me. Holy shit, man. I was browsing and I came across this article. There's part one and part two. Did some digging, came across a testimony of one of the girls and guys who had been in there, and here's a link for that. Good fucking God, you have to read this. Even this institutionally friendly version of the report is an article, since the owner of the place is so adamant about it. These fuckers could give the Sea Org, that's Scientology cult, lessons. This is a concentration camp for teenagers where parents can send their kids in Jamaica.
Oh, wow.
They send them from all over the world. This is outside of the country, people from Britain, United States, whatever. The worst part of it is the parents willingly sign over their kids, pay $40,000 to have this done. After I got done reading this, I was reaching for a gun, a sword, and a plane ticket to Jamaica. This shit is so wrong, it is beyond belief. Here's some excerpts from the article. Parents sign a legal contract with Tranquility Bay, granting 49% custody rights. If it permits... It permits Jamaican staff, whose qualifications are not required to exceed a high school education, to use whatever physical force they feel necessary to control their child. The contract also waives Tranquility's liability for harm that should befall the child in its care. The cost of sending the child here ranges from $25,000 to $40,000 a year.
Oh my God.
Opened in 1997, Tranquility Bay is not a boot camp or a boarding school, but a behavior modification center. For 11 to 18-year-olds, an American Time magazine journalist visited there in 98, and since no media have been allowed back. With all access denied, there have been little coverage beyond sketchy reports based on hearsay. Even the local community knows almost nothing of what goes on there. Corporal punishment is not practiced, says staff administrator. Restraint. Officially, it is deployed only as the name suggests, to subdue a student who is out of control. Yeah. However, okay, and when you hear about why they get out of control, it's fucking understandable. However, former students say that it is issued more as often as a punishment. One explains, it's a completely degrading, painful experience. You can get it for raising your voice, pointing your finger. You know you're going to get it when three Jamaicans walk into the room and say, take off your watch, and then they pin you on a five-pointed formation, then they start twisting and pulling on your limbs and grinding your ankles. Before sending their teen to Tranquility, parents are advised that it might be prudent to keep their plans secret and employ an improved escort service to break the news. The first most teenagers hear about Tranquility is therefore when they are woken from their beds at 4 p.m. by guards, place them in a van, handcuffed if necessary, drive them to an airport, and then fly them to fucking Jamaica. The child will not be allowed to speak to his or her parents for up to 6 months or see them for up to 1 year.
Whoa.
Okay. This is an 11-year-old child we're talking about here. I don't care how fucked up your kid is. No, whoa. When most children first arrive, they find it difficult to believe they have no alternative but to submit. Well, no shit. Uh-huh. I'd be screaming, suck my cock, too.
Uh-huh.
In shock, frightened, and angry, many simply refuse to obey. This is when they discover the alternative. Guards take them, if necessary, by force to a small, bare room and make them, again, by force if necessary, lie flat on their face, arms by their sides, on a tiled floor. Watched by a guard, they must remain lying face down, forbidden to speak or move a muscle except for 10 minutes every hour, when they may sit up, stretch before resuming the position. Modest meals are brought to them, and at night they sleep on the floor of the corridor outside under electric lights, the gaze of the guard. At dawn, they resume the position. This is known officially as being in op, observation placement, and more casually as lying on your face. Any level student can be sent to op. It automatically demotes them to level 1 and 0 points. Every 24 hours, students in op are reviewed by staff, and only sincere and unconditional contradiction will earn their release. If they are unrepentant, they will get another 24 hours. One boy told me he spent 6 months. 6 months.
6 months.
Lying on your face. I didn't think this could be true, but it transpired that it was not even exceptional. Oh no, says Kay. This is the fucking owner. The owner of the place says, the record is actually held by a girl. On and off, she spent 18 months lying on her face. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, I'd like to know the name of that girl, because that is one hard bitch. Because there is no... anybody would break after 18 months
18
lying.
Months of lying on a your year face? And a half, yeah, anybody.
Lying on your face. You'd be fucking insane. We're talking irreparable psyche damage here.
Yeah.
Anyone out there who's taking psych right now is probably going, oh my God, you can't understand how much damage you've just done to this person. Okay.
It takes back in control center to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Because they take
yeah, that's
out
what
of
it was called, back in control center. Thank
they,
you.
They
yes.
take them out of the country now, and there's no rules anymore.
Yeah, and it's
they can
all,
fucking kill them if they feel like it.
They can kill your fucking kid, and you're completely out of... like if
and you pay them to do this.
And if one of these was in Morocco, you'd be thoroughly fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow up by Tacturn, who actually, he sent me a note saying, Sean, you fucked. Now it turned out it was Tacturn, not Tacturn. Sorry.
Tacturn.
By Tacturn. The quote that brought me to tears, drugs feature high among reasons for choosing tranquility, mm-hmm. although addicts who need detox are not accepted.
Yeah.
So your kid tries drugs and you punish them. Running away from home, sleeping around, or being expelled from school are also reasons why people are sent there. Some kids have been in trouble with the police. Others have been in court, where their parents persuaded the judge to let them send their child to tranquility rather than issue his own punishment. In boldface here, other students were sent there for wearing inappropriate clothing, using bad language, or hanging around with the wrong sort of friends. So,
yeah,
you're a wog by any description who likes Rant Radio, listens to Sean Kay, downloads my shit. Okay, if your parents are the type who would send you to this place, guys, don't be a hero. If you think there's a chance you could wind up that your parents will fucking send you to a shithole like this, I do not care. Do not try to fucking be tough. Give in to your parents, suck it up, hide. You can attack later. When you're of age, we'll get the fuck out of that house. This is not like... I've been in a dark place like this, okay? I spent 6 months of my life in a really shitty zone. Dude, you will go insane. Do not fucking fight this war. You will lose. If your parents are the kind of people who would fucking do this to you, yeah. This is one of the few circumstances where I'd be like, yeah, you should probably fuck off.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like you have much choice. They hire armed guards, or not armed, but guards, to take you away.
I can't even fathom what kind of parents would do this to their child. I've seen some fucked up parents.
That must be one hell of a promotional video they have. To show to the parents, to make them,
I don't
convince
know, man.
Them to take $40,000 of them.
Yeah,
theirs.
People, we're talking about core political parents here. People who are like, oh, my job, and my child's all fucked up. I don't know what the problem is.
I haven't paid attention to my child in the last 15 years, and he's fucked up now.
And he's got staples
Why
in his face.
Why is that?
He's listening to Rant Radio all the time, and he's like, wow, Mom, you're a core political enemy. I think I'll send him to Tranquility Bay. They'll be fucking tranquil, all right? They'll be hugging themselves in a canvas coat before they're out of that place.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes on to say, it's like fucking Disturbing Behavior the movie. Pardon me while I go run to the gun store. A link for the founding organization's website. If this isn't an evil-sounding enough organization, wasp.com. This is just fucking scary. Now, they have these here in the U.S., the back-end control center. I don't know if it's still functional, but you can bet, you can fucking bet. This is a reason why you want to check those really rich-ass, like, DuPont Registry magazines and Millionaire Lifestyle. You can bet they got these for their fucking kids.
Yeah, look at the ads in there.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Is your child having problems?
Yeah.
Is there something, this is the kind of thing we need to report on.
We can help.
We can help you. Well, fuck your kid up. But, oh man,
we'll reprogram your kid.
Yeah, yeah, we'll sort him out.
Oh.
Isn't that just fucking sick?
It is very sick.
Like, that's like, you know,
more than the kids knowing about this, the parents should be alert to what actually goes on there. Maybe they already know. Maybe they're just fucked up parents. I have no idea.
Maybe they don't give a fuck.
Maybe they don't. They're like, I want to fix my kid.
You know, it's funny.
How do I fix my kid?
The other day I was actually thinking, I was talking with Adrian about having kids.
Yeah.
The concept of her and I actually producing, you know, some sort of a child.
Nah!
I know. Weird, eh?
Yeah.
The big reason why I'm, like, scared to have a kid is because it's a lot of money.
It is.
And it's a huge responsibility.
If you want to do it right, it's a lot of money.
And, like, yeah. I really like my life. I'm really selfish.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like Rant Radio. I like doing this on Monday nights. And I have this feeling that I'd have to give up everything for my kid.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Most people with kids have to give up everything.
Yeah. And I'm pretty selfish. The flip side to that is that I'm oftentimes wondering what the kid would be like.
You know? Yeah. That's usually one of the reasons to have. I wonder what they'd be like.
Like, how many people are going to be watching my daughter on her first date? You know,
who's going to be the guy to ask her out?
Yeah, it'll be like, wow,
I know who your dad is.
There's not a lot of big guys in this romantic movie with shovels. Yeah,
going clank.
Yeah,
clank.
Don't touch a girl.
I see that hand.
Now,
put it down.
I got sent this. I'm kind of glad the guy sent me this. This is kind of an interesting thing.
Oh, it's hot in here.
If this guy could... okay, that's Tim saying that.
It's really, really
it's
hot
fucking
in here.
I'm starting to climatize, so I can survive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for Burning Man. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's right what it is. In the kit corner, tonight, Christopher Blumhouse has a vision for a better world, one where every man could carry in his wallet a small cellophane packet containing a product that could come in handy in emergency.
Yeah.
The guy's wrapping duct tape in cellophane and putting it in your wallet and selling them for a buck a pack.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if this is what's considered a gadget, I have a WOG gadget. How about we do this? Rather than just wrap up some duct tape and sell it, why don't we do this? How about we cross this, which is the link we're putting in there, which is a credit card size cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. With this, the Motorola Instant GPS self-contained single-chip assisted global positioning system, device measuring 7 millimeters by 7 millimeters, small enough to fit into any automated application, easily added to existing platforms. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You take that chip, put inside that cell phone, and what do you get? Well, you get this little link here, which is a dock wagon card, which is straight out of a cyberpunk book. You get injured, you snap the card pre-dials 911 with your GPS location, and the dock wagon shows up and takes you away.
No way.
Privatized healthcare, no problem. We'll just privatize ambulance and make it ready for the dock wagon world. That technology is completely available. Why someone hasn't done it yet with a private ambulance, that's what I was going to do. If Molar Sky Car started, fuck, I'd start my own business doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Private
mm-hmm.
ambulance, and we will fly in there. If you're under fire, we will kill you. And, well, we'll kill whoever is out there who's not our contract vendor. And then we'll
if you're already dead, we'll take you to the cryogenics chambers.
You betcha. Now, you remember that invisible clothing?
Yes.
This is something for the
see-through
logs.
Kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that invisible. You know the stuff I'm talking about, that Ghost in the Shell see-through clothing?
That was sweet.
I remembered, I have a quest.
Yeah.
I remembered that last week, when we last looked at it, they were taking the clothing. Well, the big thing they're doing is they're making skirts where girls' panties are showing on the outside. Typical Japanese.
Of course.
But I was thinking, I'm like, what a fucking stupid use. And then I began to think about it. I went, wait. If somebody's making skirts out of that stuff, it must be available for sale.
You mean the raw materials?
Yeah.
Must because be somebody. They're buying it from somewhere.
No university is going to make fucking panty see-through skirts. You've got to be able to get this shit.
Yeah.
I want to find out where to get that stuff. If anyone can help me out where I can find that stuff, if anyone can tell me, like, anyone's got any Japanese or knows people who speaks Japanese, I want to make an overcoat. of that shit.
Yeah.
Because that would be some pretty Sean Kennedy the fucking man stuff. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like,
can you turn it on and off? That's
yes. Yeah, that's pretty sexy.
You got your cloak. Put the hood over. Press the button.
Boom. Ghost of the Shell. Thanks for coming out. Yeah. Well, you'd still be seen, but it would just be like, wow, holy
shit. It's like Predator. It would be like Predator almost.
Yeah, it's first-gen Predator. It's like... Gen 1 Predator.
He's there, but he's not there.
Yeah.
You're seeing like shadows and bumps in the wall where there's not supposed to be bumps moving. And yeah.
Yeah, Gen 1 Predator.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty fucking sexy. Now, the other thing I want to find out about is... because of this new, and this is something I may do down the road, but remember back in the day, I was talking about the Gargoyle Project?
Yes.
Where I was going to have
where
the camera
you get wired.
And the Wi-Fi thing and everything, and people could look through my eyes and stuff like that?
Yep.
Could we do that on the show?
Do the combined?
If we had a separate stream.
If you could get... Yeah, you could. What the fuck am I talking about? You get a portable computer on your back.
Right.
And you get Wi-Fi. Downtown.
Exactly.
Fuck, you're hooked up.
Yeah.
You're done.
Isn't that sexy?
Yeah.
And I could run IRC. I could be like...
Everything.
That, I guarantee, never mind all the open source celebrity shit, guys...
Be everywhere. Fuck.
The way we want to get heard... I'm, let's cut the shit here. I am a figurehead. That's all I am. Without you guys, I'm fuck all. Sweet F.A., baby. Okay? So, what we got to do is I want to build myself into a figurehead. If I can get the figurehead out, you know I'm going to back whatever the fuck we're talking about. You know that I like the movement as we got, talking about the media, shit like that. That's why if we build hype, use me as a little figurehead here. If you can get out there and do that stuff. I'm not saying, yeah, I could use some donations, but that's not what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
If I could do that and become like this
fuck,
wired...
That's sold. That is so sold.
That's sold. I got a fucking see-through trench coat and I'm fucking permanently hooked into the internet on this freak in Vancouver. Are you fucking kidding? Steve Mann can suck my cock.
Your front page everywhere.
Exactly. And then, what? Oh, look at that. And he's got a TV show, blah, blah, blah.
All the stuff he's done.
Wow. Oh, my God. Where did he... He's a phenomenon.
We've discovered him.
We've discovered him after five fucking years and a couple thousand people. Oh, piss me off.
So, yeah.
But anyway, so if anyone's got information on that invisible clothing thing, let me know. I really want to chase that. Media review. Alien Binary says, I'm not sure either of you are aware of this, so I figured I'd send you both of you something I found. Often when you get a DVD or a set of series, you don't read the little booklets that come with it. However, I was putting away a disc when I decided to open a booklet for the first time and see what was in it. Apparently, all X-Files DVD sets ship with a full episode guide chart. Scanning the episode Season 5, one of the sets I found a curious fact explained a whole lot about a particular episode. Episode 5-11, so 5th season, 11th episode, titled Kill Switch, originally aired 2-15-1998, is a case about a sentient artificial intelligence manipulating meat space and cyberspace rampantly, very similar to Gibson's Neuromancer, which I'm a few pages from finishing. Anyway, this particular episode happens to be one of my favorites, partially because it always struck me as incredibly imaginative and a whole lot different from the usual Where's My Sister motif. Something I never knew was that the screenplay for this episode was actually written by William Gibson and co-authored by Tom Maddox, which is cool because Gibson's a Vancouver guy, too, and the whole thing was shot here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your feelings are about X-Files, I know you, Sean, think that Mulder is a pushover. Well, he needs to fucking learn how to use a firearm. You have my sister. I'm not telling you. Bang! Thud. Fucking... But this piece of cinematic goodness is well worth a look. For those of you who want to check it out, you can rent or buy, but it's about $100 a pop for season fuck VHS. And it's pretty much at any video store, eBay. The name is Kill Switch. The box should have an X with a 5 on it. And if you can't find the name, look for 5X11. Mess with the Normals from Transic. Now, this is a good one. Check this out.
This is very interesting.
After listening to Monday's show and screwing around with the peer-to-peer clients, I got a really good idea. Take a random porn image names and replace them with images of, let's say, www.rantradio.com. Every show gives a link to hundreds of megabytes of free music videos, image galleries, every few shows. Moreover, you can watermark porn images, videos, movies, etc. with rantradio.com. Yet, I don't really want Rant Radio put on porn. So throwing away all moral decency with the words, fuck it, I decided to do a little experiment with the data I've been gathering about certain search terms from different apps' understanding of search engines and spam mail. Evil laughter. I made a quick paint image, which is attached, and named it. Okay, the image was just a black field with white lettering saying, go to Sean's Got Porn, it's free, download it here.
Go listen to all the shows, he tells you where free porn is.
He named it Super Hot Chicks, wow. And then he put in brackets, porn, young, Lolita, boob, gay, lesbian, team, anime, hentai, gang rape, slut, fuck, anal, oral, material, JPEG. And to distribute it further, I used a bug in Windows in which you name a file .avi.jpg. And the P2P app will pick up as an AVI, but the box will open as a JPEG.
Nice.
Much to my delight, I started getting hits about once every 2 to 3 seconds, so I think I'll leave it for a day or two before modifying it further, see how many people download it. I'm tempted to do this the same thing on with SKTFM.TV as well. I also threw SKTFM TV but on a few P2Ps and shared reports over 12K hits with 22 uploads of each file, meaning 100% of the people who tried it.
No, 12,000 hits.
Oh my
22
God.
Uploads.
Took the entire set.
Yeah.
From under 3 weeks. When that's without the name modification I was talking about before.
Wow. That's very good.
I also include a recording of how I say my name. Which is Transic. Transic. Transic.
Transic.
Yes. Blah, 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 blah. You guys Rocksor, My Coffee Cups, and Kool-Aid Man. Later, Transic. So that's super cool. And, of course, Transit, Casey Saul, and a bunch of others sent me this one here, which is that this was on Slashdot. To empower citizens by empowering a single, comprehensive, easy-to-use repository of information in individuals, organizations, and corporations related to the government, United States of America. It's a search engine for the enemy, pretty much. I know what you're thinking, Ter. What the fuck? I check Slashdot. You're an idiot for sending me this stupid shit. I go out and find some actually good links, you lazy fuck. To which I reply, as I normally do to stupid insult, bite me, I'm scrumdiddlyumptious. Governmental information awareness like TIA, except for people watching the governments. I like the irony. Now, I never bitch people out for sending me links.
Why would you? That's what you want.
Yes. So
it helps.
I know that you've bitched me out for sending you links. You're like, I read Slashdot. Fuck off, Sean. I've never done that. If I have done that, I'm deeply sorry, and I don't remember doing that. So please, don't ever think that I've seen it. If I've seen it, I'll just delete the email. No big deal.
No harm done.
Going down to the digital baptism, H.L. Sniper. He was a really cool guy. He's like, I'm new, I don't know much, but I think you rock. Can you name me? H.L. Sniper, you are now known as Carcass, C4RCAS, and if you don't know what that is, well, listen to Tales from the Afterworld. There you go. And special shouts out tonight, of course, to Alien Binary, to Wog War, to Casey Saul, and to all of you, Shade, who have been, and everybody who even showed the fuck up. What do we got? Like, Jesus Christ, 103 people in the IRC?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a million people sending me private messages.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my
Always.
God. Okay.
So if you did a Photoshop, private message me or email me.
Going through the IRC tonight, all 103 of you fuckers. Wow, this is really cool.
It is good. It's very good.
Nuts. Going through the IRC tonight, we got Alpha 736, Capone X, all the crowds here, Misconduct, Punk of Evil, Shade, SKTFM, Smokehouse, Zandad, Link, Pyro, Adam, Alien Binary, Alamode, Angelica, Shooting, Apanthropy, Apoc Work, ASDF, Silent Boy, Blung, Carcass, Cell Rumbling Sky, says Cecilia Dan, Copper Top, Crow, Dancing Monkey, Dacid, Delamorta, Delusion, Don't Panic 42, Dorky, Dragon Saber 69, Dr. Chris, Endoplasmic. Oh, cool. You're in the studio listening. The guys at Endoplasmic.
Cool.
Flesh Tripper, Adrenacillin, Gabriel, Glue Glue Guns for SKTV, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hack Off, Hex Freak, Holy Hand Grenade, Huggin, Infoloop, Judging Eagle, Kabufa, Kaluvian, Kello, Kexler, Little Mac, Lizard, Gone, Loyalizer, Malicat, Batmud, McMuffin, good name.
McMuffin.
McVenner, Monkey God, Namjurai, Naughty Ski, Nixon, Node. Hey, Nixon, how you doing, man? Nixon, I sent Kindling Boy up with a whole bunch of stickers. You should get some. Node, Oog, Organ Grinder, Paladin Paley, Pyrian War, Away, Prosium, Prune Squalor, Punk Ass, Quiff, Rapsputin, Relzik, Rodri FK, Ricky Rocket Rose, Sapphire, Shax Eating, Surdork Snake, Southpaw Samurai, Spudley, Stats, The Bug, Deliberator, The Deliberator. But I wonder if that's Kindling Boy. That's from Snowcrash. Mm. That's from Snow Crash. That's what they call pizza guys. Tragedy, Transistor, Trinity, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tweak, Transx, Urban X, Vampire, This Morning No More, Wavemaster, ZAA.
And stop right there.
What?
He gave a donation.
Who did?
Wavemaster, ZEA, during the show. So thank you very much.
Did he?
Yes, and he wanted to be named because, well, he posted in the IRC that he gave a donation. So thank you.
thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's fucking cool.
That is very cool. You can continue.
And you know what? It actually, when it comes right down to it, guys, we do need cash. And I appreciate everyone who does log in, but there's a special bond between people who actually give money, because it shows that they put it where it's, mm-hmm. they put up, you know yeah. what I mean?
So and it is a community effort.
And I know there's a lot of people out there who are just broke, okay, and that's cool too, but...
And if you don't have any money, don't send any
money. Yeah, don't send any.
Because it's going to make you hurt.
Yeah, and
we don't want to make you hurt.
That's not what I'm about, and if you haven't figured that out by now, then fuck off.
Yeah.
But Wavemaster, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Yerky, Zaxxas, Soul Trans, CD Species, Low, and Blackforge. So, very, very cool. Thanks for coming out tonight. Everybody,
was
super cool. I guess they must have liked the show.
I think so. They stuck around.
I guess so. And if we still need more programming, if you got, especially we need people with video. Mm-hmm. video. If you think you can do video and you're a cool guy, or maybe you want to get your school involved to do a project,
yeah.
or you've got school projects, or you're in animation school, or you want to get an animation school, or you've got little things that your friends who are in animation school would like to get aired and get credit for. There's
lots of stuff you can do and get involved.
You betcha. And we will fucking run that. So, mm-hmm. very, very cool.
Go into the forums if you want to know more about like getting involved and stuff. There's projects in there. Talk with other people about projects. Get together with people. Go to rantradio.com. Click on forums. Everything in there. Tons of stuff.
Very, very cool.
And
so,
also,
what?
If Burning Man is coming up,
it is.
So there's a lot of people going to the Burning Man, the Rant Radio camp at Burning Man. If you want to know more about that and join us down there, or if you're already going down there,
I don't know. Is Roto here
Roto,
is he in here?
No, but he is going.
Yeah, I am supposed to actually buy him a ticket.
Uh-huh. Well, he has already bought a ticket, it looks like.
Has he?
Yeah, because he's in the confirmed list.
Oh, shitty.
Confirmed people are side slide.
Roto, let me know if you still wanted me to buy you a ticket or what the deal is there.
Yeah.
Okay, or if... search on Google, everyone's like trying to find that shit. You'll find it, you moron.
It's not too hard. It's like it was everywhere for a while, that invisible cloak, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, it was. But anyway.
If you want to find out about Burning Man, Rant Radio at Burning Man, go to rantradio.com. Click on the little button on the left that says Rant Radio at Burning Man. You can see everyone that's going there. I'll be there.
Very super cool. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks so much for showing up, and we are going to get out of this very hot room.
Oh, yes.
And try to get some air. But thanks for coming out, guys, and for everyone who's going to be good there. It's going to be super big, guys. This is only the beginning. So remember, until next week, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better life, people with the same wish to give. A family to see you and all the brethren, come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us, oh, come join us. Come join us, oh, don't you see all the trouble that we're people in, and that they just want you for the God, that's it, of course.